You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yeah, so what this extension means is that the medical students that have entered medical school under the postgraduate entry criteria, which means they've got already got another undergraduate degree, they will be able to have their medical studies fully funded throughout the entire time that they're at medical school.
So does that specifically mean those who previously have a medical degree? So if you were entering into the field now, you wouldn't be accessible to those 10 years?
No. So that's so what they've decided is that anyone that enters through the into the medical program already with a undergraduate degree in some other field, so it could be science, it could be arts, commerce, etc., that they'll be able to enter into the medical program and complete the 5 years to do a Bachelor of Medicine and Bachelor of Surgery, and they'll be covered fully by the student loan scheme for those number of years.
So in the media release, it states that this will specifically benefit Māori, Pacific and rural individuals. How would that be the case?
So when we did the survey last year to see who was affected by the cap, we found that there was a significant number of those affected by the cap coming from Māori, Pacific and rural backgrounds. Now, that's important for us because the medical schools at both Auckland and Otago have targeted entry schemes for Māori and Pacific and rural students. And so the main worry we were having was that because these students weren't able to finish without having to privately fund their medical studies, that they would see a dropout of those targeted areas to come into medicine.
So how long has Te Oronga and New Zealand Medical Students Association advocated for an increase from what was originally 7 years in 2011 to 10 years for student loans in these fields?
So NZMSA, they have... they've been the key ones that have taken this on since 2010 when the policy was introduced. They were very vocal on saying that this was a significant barrier to medical students across the board. We jumped in with them last year, wanting to do a survey basically to see who was getting affected. And when we found out that it was a significant proportion of Māori students, we weren't happy to just stand by either and added our voice as well.
So will this mean that we expect an increase in the number of medical students studying in New Zealand?
No, it won't actually affect the number of medical students. It might affect how they've gotten into medical school, but there's evidence from the medical schools that this wouldn't affect the amount of postgraduate students they take into the medical school. It just means that those students that do enter into medical school via the postgraduate entrance category will be fully funded by the student loan scheme throughout their entire medical studies.
Explain the importance of diversity in medical fields.
Yeah, so for us in particular, there's a range of health issues within the country that are centred around, you know, where people are from or their backgrounds. So we've got huge inequities with Māori health, and it's seen also with Pacific and rural health as well. And when you've got people from those backgrounds, so if they're Māori students or Pacific students, you've got sort of a relationship where you'll start seeing more people presenting to seek medical help, knowing that they've got people there from their background that'll understand them and know how to treat them in a way that people that don't have that sort of background won't be able to do.
So those already sort of studying in their medical field, will they be able to benefit from this scheme?
They will be able to benefit when it kicks in next year. So the benefit they get is that it means that they, for their entire medical studies, they'll be able to get a student loan. Under the old cap, there were people that were having to pay for either their last year or their last remaining 2 years, and that was privately, that was outside of the student loan scheme.
This only sort of benefits specific undergraduate courses, and are there any courses that are left out of this extension that further campaigning will be needed?
I'm unaware of any that would be affected outside the ones that the government has announced today. I'm, you know, we we would welcome to hear if anyone else is affected by it. We did do some talking with other students' associations around the country, and none of them in particular could identify a particular issue apart from the ones that have seen the cap lifted for them today.
Okay, that's all the questions I have. Is there any further comments you'd like to make?
Look, we're just very excited, both as Te Oranga and NZMSA, that we've managed to work together very well on this kaupapa for the last couple of years. But I think we need to recognise the significant amount of effort that's gone in right since this policy was introduced by medical students that pushed to see this cap lifted so that it didn't affect medical students. So I think it's hats off to everyone involved in this.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.